I'm guessing that you guys in preseason are very smart about not showing us or your opponents anything of significance. So how excited are you to see just what your two tight end groups, whether it's Marty and Lance or Marty and Richard, how excited are you to kind of see what you've got there when the games start to come and you guys start to use it more?
Well, I mean, we're certainly excited to play. I think to see everybody play, obviously, the anticipation of the season and all the hard work from the spring training camp. But, you know, it's good to see all the guys out there, and obviously excited to see what this 2017 team is going to look like and, you know, what the contribution is going to be from the tight ends, because that's certainly the priority is how does their play, how does their role in the offense help the team win. And, you know, that'll be determined by game plans and by matchups each week. Some weeks it could be, you know, these tight ends or other tight ends. So I'm just looking forward to playing the first game.
Do you think you've found, through the course of training camp, different ways to use the guys who weren't here last year?
Well, I think, you know, you use the training camp in the OTAs to accumulate the repetitions and see what they do well. See what things that may not be their strengths, that may be another guy's strength. And, you know, you're constantly trying to play to the player's strength that can work for the matchup that you're trying to dictate. And I think, you know, Coach McCarthy within the offense does an excellent job of that. And, you know, and Aaron usually has a way of finding that matchup. So, it's a process that'll keep going. You know, there's going to be things that we're working on that we may not show and may not come out for 6, 7, 8 weeks until we feel confident in the player and in what we're trying to get done.
Last time you guys played Seattle, Richard took that really big shot over the middle. Does the frustration or anger from that carry over at all, you know, from year to year? Is that something where he kind of still feels...
It was obviously a big play in the game. You know, you're talking about the one in the red area he caught when Wright hit him. Yeah, it was a big play. But Rich is a pro; he's made those plays and he took those shots. And from the tight end position, you're always going to be catching it around noise. And you know, I think with those guys, you know, catching it in traffic is part of the business. It's kind of part of the job description that they have to do.
So what do you guys call it, noise?
Well, no, I mean, it's whatever you want to call it, but certainly it's a tough game, and you know, the good ones, and that was a big play in that game. You know, I believe it was a third down conversion, if I believe right. But yeah, that was a fun moment, certainly.
I think Bennett said he only has had to block his brother maybe 7 times in his career or something like that. Do you even look at that? Is that anything you
know? No, obviously we got a lot of things to worry about with that defense. Obviously Michael's a great player. Averill's a great, I mean, they got a really good football team. And so, you know, it's about the matchup that's presented in front of you, and however they decide to set their front and rotate their defensive front and linebackers. I mean, that's we're looking at the big picture of where, what defense they're going to call, and you know, what kind of looks that we're looking for.
We hear a lot of the offensive linemen talk about how by playing next to each other for reps and reps and reps, they can build that continuity.
Sure.
What was the process like for Lance and Marty in terms of building blocking chemistry with the tackles?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's important, you know, how much of a block they're going to take on a zone combination or gap double team. And we spent a good amount of time this training camp working combination work with the tackles. You know, for those reasons, because the more comfortable you are and knowing the guy next to you and – versus the different looks, how it's going to play out, because it is a field game, and that is important. So, you know, we feel good with where we're at to this point.
When you got a chance to see Marty, was his blocking as good as advertised?
Yeah, I mean, Marty's a big, strong guy that's a good athlete, and he's versatile. You know, he's a a rare guy in a sense that he has the size and the guy that can move in space as well as he can.
Brian, Marcellus told us yesterday that he had to ask to be excused from a meeting after he saw or was thinking about the video involving his brother. Was that in a meeting with you or was that something else?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's a tough situation and you know, certainly feel for Marty and respect his beliefs and, you know, how he feels. And, you know, I'm going to leave that between Marty and myself. And if Marty wants to share that, that's Marty. But, you know, pleased with how Marty's come in here and worked and how he's fit in and, you know, really enjoy having him around and appreciate him as a person.